On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, South Carolina basketball sweeps the week and weekend. I will go over the men's victory against Texas A&M and preview their upcoming game against Mississippi State. I also review the women's victories over Ole Miss and Florida and preview their upcoming game against Alabama. And then I'll throw in a couple weekend notes as well. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 39 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And I hope everyone out there had a lovely, lovely weekend. If you're listening to this in the early part of the week, you can always look back and power through Monday and Tuesday at work and just say, hey, that was a hell of a weekend. Personally, I was snowed in Saturday. We had a blizzard here in New York, and it's funny. It's like ask and you shall receive, because a week or so ago when there was that snowstorm in the South, I was saying I'm very jealous. Everyone was having a lot of fun. There were great sports. Everyone was staying in, drinking, and eating, and I did that, and it was nice. I didn't quite get all of the sports. Like, there were no NFL playoffs on Saturday, but watched a lot of movies. We had Carolina basketball on. It was a really nice weekend here. So what we're going to do this episode is we're going to go over some weekend notes from around Carolina athletics. There were some fun games, updates, things like that. And then we're going to go into the men's basketball results and preview, and then the women's basketball results and preview. But as we have been doing lately, we are going with the South Carolina handy dandy desk, calendar, whatever you want to call it, fact and trivia to start off our episodes here. So for this weekend, the fact was on January 29th, 2019, South Carolina baseball product Whit Merrifield signed a new contract with Kansas City that will keep him a Royal through the end of this upcoming season. So hell yeah. Shout out to Whit. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, anytime you see any Gamecock in the pros, regardless of sport, I think that is something to be celebrated and something that we all take pride in. I don't know what other schools do, but I feel like South Carolina, we really appreciate our athletics, and we might not be the biggest and baddest in every sport. So when you make it to the next level, we follow you and we cheer you on regardless of your uniform. So it's really cool to see guys like Whit having a very successful career, not just making it to the pros, but having an impact, being a pros pro. You look at him, look at Jackie Bradley, you know, talking baseball here. So really cool to see that when that happens. But nevertheless, shout out Whit. Congrats, man. But all right, so some weekend notes for you here. Men's swimming, big upset here. Upset number 10 Missouri Tigers. Defeat the Tigers. I don't know why I paused there. But defeated the number 10 Missouri Tigers 150 to 144. And they, in fact, lit Capstone Garnet Saturday night because of that. So that's a big upset. I have no idea how scoring and swimming works. I would assume it's like a cumulative result somehow. Diving, maybe? I don't really know. But hey, hell of a win. Good job, guys. Anytime we can beat Mizzou, I relish in it. And then men's tennis, they beat LSU 4-1, so shout out to the men there. And then unfortunately, the women's tennis team did take the L to Texas Tech 0-4, but that's all right. We're in Columbia, they're in Lubbock. I would think that Columbia is a hell of a better place, so let them have their tennis win. You'll get them next time, girls. Let's go. But now moving over to the basketball side of things here. It was a great weekend to be a Gamecock, been a great week to be a Gamecock if you are a basketball fan, and Saturday night was no different. Like I said, it was Saturday night, and I said on Friday, you could watch this game and then go out, and you'll be happy, you'll be sad. Well, you were certainly happy. You were raring to go. Carolina beat Texas A&M 74-63 in College Station. So don't look now, but the Gamecocks are on a 3-game win streak, and in these last 3 games, they have quickly become second half heroes, where the first half is okay, like they're hanging in there, little less to be desired, whatever. But then in the second half, there are adjustments, the offense is clicking, and they have pulled away. I mean, we were down 4 at the half going into it, but then outscored Texas A&M 47-32 in that second half, including a 19-2 run. And that put the team up by double digits, and then it was kind of not game over, but it was basically trying to maximize every possession from there. But it really is funny. I mean, I have said we need to see consistency. We need to see a complete game. Being down 4 at the half, like, that's you're in that game, right? You're playing well. But then against A&M, and then the last couple of games, we have seen these second half surges, which have just propelled us to victory. So if that's the formula, if these 3 games can be replicated many times, that's not bad, right? You're not getting your butts whooped in the first half. You're down by 4. It's a quick 2-possession game. But then to outscore A&M 47-32, that is very, very impressive. And, I mean, there might have been a few moments late in the game where everyone was on edge. I mean, I was like, okay, like, come on, can we please close this out here? And there might have been a turnover or two late in the game. You're just like, oh, no, is this it? But the reality is, we had control for most of that game, for that second half for sure, and that is pretty impressive. And we did so in pretty impressive fashion, especially on the road. I mean, that broadcast, it didn't sound too rowdy there, but when you saw shots of the crowd, there were a good amount of people there. So anytime you can go on the road, especially in the SEC, and handle your business, that is very impressive here. Now, some player highlights for y'all here. James Reese with 20 points, and he just had a great celebration. It was the Gamecocks men's basketball Twitter account post-game in the locker room. He was just flexing on them, and I think that might be a new career high. I feel like the last game I said 19 points, it was career high, so stands to reason this would be a new one. So shout out James Reese. Eric Stevenson with 13 points, shooting 3 from 5 from beyond the arc. Jermaine Cousinard with 13 points, and Keyshawn Bryan with 12. So 4 senior guys with double figures. That is huge. And these are our experienced players. These are the leaders of the team, and they are taking these games over and leading the team to victory. And it has sort of felt that, like, whenever Carolina wins, at least in the SEC, it does feel like there is some combination of these 4 guys that lead the way. So maybe it's 2 of them, maybe it's 3 of them, but these guys are the leaders. These are the guys you're going to have to turn to, especially down the stretch, to see more of this if you want to get wins and steal wins. Like, we stole this win. We were on the road. Texas A&M has had a pretty good year. This is exactly what you needed to do, and these are the guys you have to turn to regularly do it. And we were impatient. I mean, I was impatient. We've had a couple of head-scratching losses, but maybe, just maybe, it took a little time for these guys to gel, to get that rhythm, to get that flow. Cousinard has been coming off the bench these past few games. Maybe that's the winning formula. I don't know. But whatever has happened these last 3 games, I'm digging it. But this is exactly what this team needed. And many fans, including myself, were saying, come on, show me something. I said, were the last 2 games, I said, was it the Frank Martin special where you beat up on some winnable teams? This was a game where you had to go out and win. If you wanted to show life and fight and give yourself a chance this back half of the season to make some noise, this was it. It was go on the road, go to a team that has a pretty good record, that's overall been playing well, but as of late, maybe they're having a step back. Can you take advantage of that? Can you make them play your game? Can you play the game at your pace? And we did. So definitely a very impressive win for Frank Martin and company. And we'll see what happens, right? And their next game here is Tuesday night against Mississippi State in Starkville, in Stark, Vegas. I don't know much about Mississippi State basketball, to be honest with y'all. They're 13-7 overall. They're 4-3 in conference. Almost identical records to South Carolina. We're 13-7 overall, if I'm not mistaken, but we are 4-4 in conference. But Mississippi State has lost 3 out of the last 4. Now, they do average a bit more than us. They average 74 points per game. We are still hovering around that 71 mark, but As far as points allowed per game, pretty much identical at 67. They're 66.7, we're 67.2. So let's split the difference, meet in the middle. Compromise makes everybody happy. But this is a big opportunity. Kind of like what I just said, but especially considering what still lies ahead for South Carolina on the schedule. You're looking at Tennessee and Kentucky really soon, right? Those two teams are big challenges, and you still have some more tough SEC opponents left to play on the schedule. So now that we've seen this team put together a solid winning performance on the road, hopefully, you know, that weight feels lifted a little bit. Hopefully, the mood in the locker room on the road is a little bit lighter, and this team can go play their game and keep that momentum going, because Mississippi State feels like a team that we could hang with, feels like a winnable game, whereas some of these other ones down the stretch might not be quite as winnable, right? They're going to be harder. You're going to be bigger underdogs, things like that. So you have an opportunity now that you're rolling. You've seen what winning looks like. You have that winning feeling. Can you replicate it? And that would be an impressive four-game stretch here. So hopefully we can get that done. Now, my crow to the game here is basically do exactly that. Keep the positive momentum going, right? This three-game stretch has shown us a few things about this team, and being able to keep the momentum and that passion and that grit is key to not get down on ourselves. And you have to get your upperclassmen leaders involved early and often. And really, to me, that means needing to keep James Reese hot. I mean, when he can hit shots and he gets rolling, it feels like it opens up everything, because now teams can't zero in on Stevenson as the shooter. So it opens things up for him a bit more. And then Jermaine can facilitate and feels like he doesn't have to do it all because James Reese is hitting his shots. A couple guys I didn't mention too, but a guy like Wildens Levesque, he didn't have a ton of great numbers in this last game here against Texas A&M, but played a couple good minutes, had a couple of key plays. Guys like Devin Carter, maybe not jumping off on the stat sheet, but if you can play quality minutes, play good defense, and everything can come together like that, that's the winning formula for this team. We've seen who our leaders are. We've seen who we need to rely on, and we need to continue to do that. We're not super deep. So everyone has to know their roles, know their jobs. You're going on the road, in Starkville, and let's try to get a W. That'd be four in a row. That'd be pretty freaking sweet. So let's go Cox there. Now, moving over to the women's side of things, a little bit of a recap here. Thursday night, you'll remember, it was a different schedule, moved away from the UConn game to Ole Miss. I recorded that episode while the game was going on. So we beat Ole Miss Thursday night 69-40. And I know there were some people, myself included, who were disappointed at first that the UConn game was moved, but I heard and understood and ultimately agreed with Dawn's decision to play that SEC matchup. And look what happened. Tennessee lost. We won. So now we are tied for first place in the SEC. That is galaxy brain thinking from Dawn Staley right there. And it wasn't even galaxy brain, because it paid off right away. So now we are tied for first place in the SEC, which is huge. It's right where we should be. But this was a big time win. It allowed Dawn to play more people and really expand the bench. And something that I thought was cool that they mentioned on the broadcast was that this time of year, teams will typically shorten the bench a little bit. You know who your rotation is. You have your starters. You know who like to plug and play. But Carolina is seemingly expanding our bench, because we have had some of these games where we're just kicking ass. So now you're getting people more playing time. And in my opinion, that could pay big dividends down the line. Player highlight here for you, just one, Aaliyah Boston, 22 points, 12 rebounds, but that made her 13th straight double-double. She is a double-double machine. She is amazing. I like that the game was in hand, and she was still playing minutes, getting the stats up. Dawn took her out and then put her back in late in the game, seemingly to get the double-double. And as soon as she did, couple more possessions, but then boom, took her out. So I like that Dawn does have a sense of the moment there. And really, the things that Aaliyah has done in her career and really this season are just truly, truly remarkable. And then Sunday, the women, they played Florida. They beat them 62-50. And listen to this, y'all. Held Florida to just 3 points in the first quarter. Three. I didn't even know that was possible. I mean, I turned it on late, right? I slept in a little bit, hanging out. I turned the game on. It was early in the second quarter, and UF was still in single digits in the second quarter. I was shook, absolutely shook. And so for most of the game, it looked like we were just simply the better team. But Florida, they did have a strong second half. Credit to them. They got their momentum a little bit. They got their bench into it. They got their fans into it. They were hitting shots. I mean, they might have thought they were in it, but you just don't. You simply did not have a chance here. We were in control for that game throughout. Now, some player highlights for y'all. Aaliyah Boston, 14 straight double-double. So, like that, 13-14 with 13 points, 19 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Machine. That's all you can say. Zaya Cook with 11 points, and then Letitia Amy here with 7 points and 2 rebounds off the bench. Again, getting contributions off the bench. I mean, we've seen Amy here. She's good, but it's nice to see her with some nice contributions coming off the bench here. But with that win, basketball sweep, 5-0 across the board. 5-0, both teams combined, 5-0, winners. Amazing week. What a week to be a Carolina basketball fan. And if you had told us this 2 weeks ago when the men were going through a weird stretch, you would have been like, yeah, right. Like maybe the women went 5-0 because they are just so amazing, but not these guys. Hey, don't look now, but it's a really, in this moment, don't just put your blinders on. Don't worry about a forward, don't worry about back. Put your blinders on. This has been a fun week, really 2 weeks, to be a South Carolina basketball fan. Now, looking ahead for the women's next game, it is Wednesday night at home against Alabama. Alabama is 11-8 overall, just 2-6 in the SEC. So when you think of a team like us that's dominating overall, dominating the SEC, this is kind of the other side of that coin here. And by the looks of it, when they have lost in conference, they have gotten their butt whipped. But as I have said before, you never want to take any SEC opponent lightly, but hopefully this is a game where we can get those other players involved. Like I said, expand our bench. And of course, the big storyline has to be, can Aaliyah Boston keep things up and get her 15th consecutive double-double? Because that would be insane. And now we're definitely tracking this. I don't know what the record is, but we're coming for it. She's coming for it. We coming. Better look out. Now, my quote of the game here is, impose our will early and don't let Alabama get any sense of momentum. Like I just said in the Florida game, we really came out the gates and were dominating early. And I don't want to say let Florida back in the game, but you let them hit some timely shots. They got a little momentum, and had that lasted or started a little bit earlier, it could have been a different ball game. So just don't even let that happen. Alabama is not as good as Florida. They're pretty darn bad. They've gotten their butts whooped. Just, we should be able to control the pace of this game throughout, and let's look like the top dog in the SEC that we are, and let's step on Alabama. So let's go Cox there. Expect a W there, and hopefully we can keep the good vibes going with these Carolina basketball games because it is a very fun time. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And if you can, like, subscribe, and most importantly, review anything about the pod on any channel you're listening to. I appreciate all y'all for listening. Go Cox.